Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Welcome to today's episode where we are talking about all things sentiment and sentimental values. So today is actually my anniversary. If you are a part of the Facebook group, in the announcement section, it's one of the very first videos that I ever did, is a video of me in my wedding dress. Now, for those of you on Facebook, I'm going to show it to you. It's short. It's pink. It has pockets. It is my favorite dress I've ever had, and it's the dress that I got married in. Hey, Brittany, thank you. It's the dress I got married in. So, real quick, because you guys are going to understand, but I cannot, listen, there is never going to be a time where I pull out this dress and show it to you guys or show it to anybody, and I don't tell you guys the story of our wedding, because I love the story of our wedding. I love the story of my dress. And that is the whole like foundation of what a sentimental item should be. I love everything about this dress. I love everything about our experience. So in Alaska, you have the full head of hair on the baby. In Alaska, we got married in October. And we decided after being together for like 5 or 6 years or something, and having two kids together, that we were done playing house and we wanted to get married. So we decided, after kind of like loosely making plans to do a wedding and all this stuff, that we were just going to do it. We had had a lot of things going on, a lot of things happened in our life, and we were like, you know what, like, we want to do this. We are ready. We're going to get married. So we went and got the paperwork to go get married and got married a few days later. And it was exactly how we wanted to get married. Like, no stress, not expensive, nobody up in our business, nobody asking us questions. And if you guys know about how I had my last baby, you know that there are some things in my life I like to keep just between my husband and I. And that's exactly what our wedding was. That's exactly what our wedding day was. And I love that even back then we were true to that, to ourselves. Like, we just want some things to be for just us, right? And so because it was such short notice and we lived in the middle of nowhere in Alaska in the middle of winter, there was nowhere to find a dress. All I had was this pink dress that we wore to our friend Kelsey. I don't know if she ever listens to the podcast. But our friend Kelsey owned a coffee shop. She was really good friends with my husband, James, and I worked for her, and that's actually how James and I met. So anyway, I wore this pink dress to her wedding, and James and I had the best time there dancing, and we stayed out super late, and it was just a super, super fun night where I wore this dress, and it was the only dress that I had to wear on the day that we decided to get married. So I wore this dress in the middle of winter in Alaska with silver shoes, and it was short and it was pink, and I love it, and I love this dress, and I love everything about our wedding day. I love that we eloped. I love that it felt true to us. I love that we got to surprise everybody. We didn't tell anybody until it was over. We had t-shirts made that said, I married him and I married her. And the reason that I am telling you all of that is because when I pull out this dress, it makes me excited. It makes me happy. It reminds me of our history. It tells our story. It inspires me to tell our story. And that is what a sentimental item should be, right? So as moms, a lot of times we keep all of these things because we're like, I'm so sentimental, right? Or this is sentimental stuff from like our past or whatever. And we're confusing feeling something strong with feeling something sentimental. And we are not realizing that if everything is sentimental, then nothing is. Okay. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about that too. This idea of like, if everything is sentimental, then nothing is. And the example that I have are like baby blankets, right? Because that actually came up in the group today twice. And people are asking for opinions and thoughts. And like I said, I'm just, like I always tell you, I'm just going to share you like my thoughts and my practices. You can take it or leave it, take pieces of it, leave parts of it. But if I were to keep every single baby blanket that we had ever had come through our house, whether it was a gift or not, like we're going to have a ton of baby blankets and it's going to be overwhelming to me instead of being something special and something actually truly sentimental. So I don't keep all of the baby stuff. I don't keep all of the baby blankets. I just don't. It takes away the value to me. It makes it not special. It makes it not exciting. So for my kids, like my daughter, Bree, she's never been really into blankets. My son, Derek, he's 8 now, and he still has his one blanket that he likes to carry around with him. I will keep that blanket forever if he doesn't want to, right? But I'm not going to keep every single blanket because I don't want to. I don't want to. They don't serve a purpose, and they're not, you know, they're not emotionally charged, and they're not helping me tell our story, right? Like I can be like, yes, way back in the day, we had 15 baby blankets and they were all so special. Here they are, right? Like that doesn't make me excited. That doesn't inspire me to tell a story. That doesn't make me happy. That just makes me feel kind of like, eh, like I didn't really know what else to do with them. And they weren't that special to me, but I felt like I had to keep them, right? So I'm not saying that's how yours make you feel. But when I look at like piles of baby blankets, because we just had 2 babies in 2 years, like we have baby blankets here, it doesn't excite me to keep them all. What does excite me to keep are things like the baby carrier that I'm wearing right now, where I can be like, yes, I carried you guys around in this. I got to snuggle you guys. When you got bigger, your big siblings, your older siblings, because Bree will carry Kaylee around like in this backpack, in this carrier. Like that makes me excited. I'll be like, we, you know, your big sister and your big brother used to carry you around in this when you were a toddler. And now, because I am going to keep this forever, you get to carry your babies around it forever. Right. So that's something that is like, that is special to me. That makes me excited. That makes me feel good. That tells our story. That sparks memories for me to tell stories to my kids. I can, you know, like when we moved to California, Breezy used to put Kaylee on her back and walk around and pick oranges while she was on her back. Like that's a cute story and honors our history. That's what a sentimental item to me is. That's what it should do. It shouldn't be like this, these bunch of bins of baby clothes and baby toys that you didn't know what to do with, that you kept forever, and now you're just pushing off onto your kids, right? Because some of you guys have also posted that in the group where you're like, holy crap, you know, my in-laws just came by and filled up our entire first floor with a bunch of stuff from their childhood. And I don't know what any of this is. None of it looks special. It just looks overwhelming, right? Like that's not sentimental. That's not telling the story of your childhood. That is overwhelming. And it's a burden, to be honest, because now you have to figure out what to do with it. And you have to go through it all. And you have to make decisions on like, is this important or is this not? Is this special or is this not? Do I even know what this is? And do I care? You know, and the answer is a lot of times when we get these big, massive amounts of stuff is that we don't, right? We don't feel good about it. It makes us feel something strong, but it's not making us feel something good. Okay. So two takeaways from that is that if everything is sentimental, then nothing is. Okay. You're not going to be excited to be an adult living in a house where half of your stuff is from your childhood, right? You're going to want to be an adult living in a house full of your own kids' stuff and your own stuff, right? With bits and pieces of your history and memorabilia and things that actually make you feel something good, right? And that's part two that I want you to get out of this, is that just because it makes you feel something strong doesn't mean it's going to, it doesn't mean that it's making you feel something good, right? Your sentimental things should make you feel something overwhelmingly positive and good. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up a lot of times, is that they get all their childhood stuff, or they're wanting to keep all of their kids' childhood stuff. And they're like, it's making me feel something. I'm not quite sure what. It's making me feel sad. It's making me feel overwhelmed. It's making me feel like I miss this stage of life, right? But it's not making you feel good. So we're going to talk about how to keep those things that actually make it feel good for you, right? Instead of those negative things. So let me go through and check up on the comments real quick. I can't read all of the big ones, but I have so many things that I have to tell, stories of my childhood. It's hard to choose. Yeah, so we're going to talk about, honestly, I can't see on the comments here, so I'm not going to be able to respond to you guys. It won't let me open it up. I can just see the first sentence, but I'll come back and respond to the comments after we hang up. So to me, a sentimental item is something that is emotionally dense and like supercharged with really good energy, really good memories, and really good stories. Okay, so for example, that's my dress. My wedding dress does that for me. My son's blanket, his night-night as he calls it, that is another thing that I'll keep forever. This baby carrier is something that I'll keep forever. Some of you guys know that I have a lot of toys that I plan to keep for my grandkids. Some of their stuffed animals, like their little people house. I'll likely keep their Shopkins because my kids have spent like hundreds, I can't do the math, but maybe even thousands of hours like playing with these toys that I know are timeless. And I know that my grandkids will get the same kind of joy out of them. And I look forward to being like, when your parents were a kid, they also played with these things, right? I'm not keeping every single toy. I'm only keeping the ones that I know for sure are like the favorites. They will last over decades and are pretty timeless things that every single kid over every generation just loves. So they're emotionally and energetically dense. Now, some of you guys also know about the green shorts that every single one of our kids has worn. We have these green pair of basketball shorts that my husband and I bought like on clearance rack in the middle of winter in Alaska. And every single one of our kids has worn these shorts. And Kaylee fits into them now. I'll keep them for when Tara fits into them. I don't even really know why we have them, but I think it's so cute and such a fun story that these green shorts have survived a move from Alaska to Florida, Florida to Idaho, Idaho to California, California to wherever it is that we move next, right? And all of our kids have worn these through all of these different seasons of our life, and they're still going strong. Like, they have no rips, no tears, like no threads coming undone. Like, these shorts are a beast, and they're a piece of our family now, right? So I tell you guys that because, yeah, sometimes we want to keep baby clothes and like their clothes from when they were little. But to me, keeping all of the clothes, or even keeping like a huge bin of clothes, isn't that exciting to me. Okay. Now, if it's exciting to you, go ahead and keep it. But it's not exciting to me. And something else that really isn't exciting to me is not keeping all the baby clothes and making a blanket out of it. I know that's a big thing that a lot of people say they're going to do. I don't really ever see people actually doing it, but they say they're going to do it. But that's not exciting to me either. Like, the clothes, I don't know why. It's just, it's not exciting to me. So if that is something that is exciting to you and makes you feel like will honor your story and be something that you want to keep around with you for a long, long time, do it. But don't use it as a crutch or an excuse to not make a decision on your stuff, okay? Now, I know that when it comes to sentimental things, it's hard to make these decisions, right? And a lot of times we do things like say we're going to make it into a blanket or say we're going to repurpose it into something. And we never do because it's really, you know, not us trying to honor our stories and our history, but a way to avoid making a decision, right? A way to avoid having to close that chapter of our life, right? Because it is hard. It is hard when you decide to be done having babies and to move on to the next chapter of your life. I'm not saying that that's not hard, but it's hard to make those decisions on what to keep and what not to keep, but it's harder not to. It's harder not to because it's just going to be sitting there accumulating, right? You're just going to get more and more and more and more stuff. It's going to get older and older and older and older, and you're just going to constantly be having this somewhere floating around in your mind of like, I need to make a decision on what to do with those baby toys or what to do with those blankets or what to do with those clothes, or I need to actually sit down and make the blanket out of it, right? And it's just like another thing on our to-do list nagging at us that we have to do and haven't done yet, right? So don't let your stuff become something that you're just avoiding making a decision on. Eventually, you're going to have to make a decision on it. And the way that you can make those decisions on it is to ask yourself if it's actually something that's making you feel very excited, very reminiscent, very nostalgic, very happy, very, does it make you want to tell stories about your life? Or is it more of a burden where you're like, I have to make a decision on this. I feel obligated to do something with it. I'm not sure what, right? Like, that's not a good feeling. So now the last or one other way that I will tell you before I wrap this episode up is that when you are trying to make decisions on these things, ask yourself if it's an aid for your story, right? Think of it kind of like a prop. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have like, oh, I look at this shirt and I'm like on June 19th, like this is what happened with this shirt. No, would it be something if you packed it away and didn't see it for like 5 or 10 years and then all of a sudden you pulled it out and saw it, would you be like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of that time when, or this reminds me of that season of life when, right? Does it aid your story? Does it serve as like kind of a prop and spark that and get your mind remembering all of those good things of your life, right? Like when my husband and I pull out the memory box, we have 3 memory boxes actually. But every single time we pull those things out, it has like the art projects that are really cute from our kids that we loved. It has photos that we really loved. It has a few baby outfits that we kept that we really love, like some Chiefs gear because my husband's family is a big Chiefs fan. What else is there? Like the mermaid pants that my girls wear that my friend Gianna made. Like I'll pull those out and I'll be like, oh my gosh, like this was such a fun time when you guys were so tiny and could fit into these. Or when I pull out my son's blanket, I'll be like, oh my gosh, you literally took this everywhere with us for the first 5 years of your life until you went to kindergarten. Your first day of kindergarten was the first time you were ever away from this blanket, right? Like those are the kinds of things like that it should spark in you, like remembering those things and wanting to look back on them and being excited about it. Hey, Jessica, it has been a while because I don't go live very much anymore. And when I do, it's it's sporadic and it's fast. But they should be an aid, okay, a prop for your story. Now, the next thing, the last thing that I want to tell you is that if you were to keep all of your memorabilia, all of these special things, would you be able to set it up into your bedroom, in your bedroom, and have it feel kind of like a museum? Or would it just be overwhelming, right? Like, would you be able to have your stuff displayed in a way that could look nice and could make sense, right? Like, you can't display 50 baby outfits and be like, this was the time of our life when we had a baby and these were all of his clothes, right? Like that's not something that you would like frame on your wall, right? Like maybe one or two of those outfits, but not all of them. maybe one special blanket or two special blankets, not 15 blankets, right? And the reason that I want you to think about that is because eventually, one day, we're about to get morbid, you're going to die, and you are going to have to give your stuff to your family, right? Your stuff is going to become property of your family, and they're going to have to do something with it. And do you want it to be overwhelming for them, or do you want to make it really simple for them and make it something that they can easily display, something that they can easily keep in their home, right? Something that they can easily take on as their own. And just like you used it to remember your story, to feel those good things, to have those positive reactions, to pull something out and have it be so emotionally and energetically dense that you just can't help but smile and retell that story of your family, right? Or, you know, that's how, when I leave stuff for my kids, that's what I want it to be like. I want them to be like, mom's dress was so special to her. She would randomly put it on for a movie night. She would tell us the story of their wedding day and her face would light up. And even if this dress, like, I don't care. Like, I don't really want them to hang it on the wall, but you know, I wouldn't feel bad, you know, if I died and was like, here's my dress, do with it what you want, right? And I wouldn't feel bad if I was like, I died and here's these three boxes of your childhood toys. And here's some notes about how much I loved playing with these toys with you. And here's some photos and some memories and some stories of all five of you wearing these cute little green shorts, right? Here's, you know, a few of your dad's favorite suits because he was super flashy and liked to get custom made suits from a guy in Thailand, right? Like those kinds of things are the things that I want to be giving to my kids. Those are sentimental. It's not an entire first floor of everything that they ever had and used when they were a kid, right? So that is sentimental things. I hope that gives you guys some things to think about. I hope that it helps you start making some decisions on what's truly sentimental and what's just more of like a place marker of your life and something that you had during a season of your life and some starting to keep things that are truly sentimental and actually matter to you and honor your story and tell your history and make you excited and make you nothing but happy, right? Because you shouldn't be keeping things that make you feel something strong if it's negative. So, and that could be a lot of things. So we're not going to talk about that right now because my son is at a basketball tournament and I'm going to go watch him on FaceTime. So I'll see you guys later. Bye. Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.